My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Is your old car or truck more rust than ride? Give it a new mission and donate your vehicle to the Purple Heart Foundation to provide critical assistance for veterans and their families. You'll get free pickup and a tax receipt, and veterans will get the life-saving support they need. Call 877-718-HERO or visit purpleheartfoundation.org to donate. 877-718-HERO or purpleheartfoundation.org to support our heroes today. You can also go to Twitter, at Junks Radio, and vote on our Scotty's Vodka poll of the day. Maryland made super smooth, love throughout the DMV. Which delay is more disappointing, the Commanders rebrand or no stadium until 2030? It's basically a dead heat. Commanders rebrand at 49.9%, no stadium until 2030, 50.1%. Mm. It couldn't be any closer.
So that means neither one is...
I'm kind of surprised by that number.
It just means people don't care that much about either one.
Seemingly, yeah.
They're just
right
out.
Down the middle.
They're
telling
just
you,
out.
If you went to a Skins fan right now and you said, you know what, you're going to be saddled with this name forever,
mm-hmm.
but you're going to win the Super Bowl in Jaden Daniels' second year,
yeah,
every single fan would take it.
Of course, but that's not fair. It's not a fair.
I'm just saying, if you have success with it, that's all that matters. Even though the name sucks, I agree. The name is boring, generic, and I'm embarrassed to even say it. It's so boring.
I still think if they could win 5 straight Super Bowls, that doesn't change the taint of the bad name and the stench of the bad name on the organization.
But all the alternatives have a stench of some sort.
It's true. Depends on what you pick, though. Like, you just have to go back to the drawing board and pick an actual good name. You can't go back and pick, we're going to be the Washington Armada or the Washington Brigade or something weird and lame.
But
a good
name to you might be a poopy name to Bickle.
Yeah, I don't think there's some glaring, wide open alternative that they should have done.
Nobody's going to agree. I completely understand that.
I like the Red Hogs. I like the
Hogs.
Yeah, because you still have the history from the Hogs, and you've got the Red
Hogs.
Or you could just do Hogs.
It's kind of forced.
I like it better than Commanders.
I do too, but at this point, it's just we botched it. We just botched it so many times.
No, not we. Don't lump us in. We, they.
Yeah.
This is a perfect. They botched it.
Right.
Not us.
I
had zero input on
Commanders.
I agree
with you. They definitely
less
boxed
than zero.
It. They definitely
By the way, I hope that they'll still, even though I'm savaging the name, I hope I'm, you know, still right. welcomed into the media event tonight.
Drabby.
Held by the Commanders.
I just hope that there's a coach or two there.
We'll see. I don't know.
Is this going to be me, you, and Finley and Scott
and John
Abraham?
Time and
yeah, I mean,
yeah, I mean, sure.
I feel bad if it's just those guys and you're driving an hour and a half to
we'll
get there.
We'll have camaraderie.
Why are you saying just those guys?
I'm just kidding.
He doesn't get to see them much. He doesn't get to see John very often.
I know. We just talked to him. I don't know if
I've ever met John Keim in person.
Yes, you have.
I think you have.
Did you never go to our training camp stuff?
I think it was on vacation when you guys were at training camp.
When we were in Richmond, he was on vacation.
I think I've only talked to John Keim on the phone.
Was he at Grant Paulson's wedding? Did you go to Grant Paulson's
wedding? I did go to Grant Paulson's wedding.
You talked to him.
Maybe I did talk to him in person. I'm just forgetting.
Yeah, you are.
Because I'm a forgetful person.
Yeah, not because he is forgettable.
He's not forgettable. Right. My brain is just faulty and doesn't retain a lot of information.
Correctamundo. Right. So, Drabby, I was watching the first half, a little bit of the first half. I can't get into exhibition games, you know, pre-Olympic games for the Team USA.
We can for football. When Jaden Daniels is playing, we'll be watching exhibitions.
Yeah. But
at least while the starters were
in. I was watching it for about, I don't know, 10, 12 minutes. And when I was watching it, South Sudan was up 14 or 15, and I actually couldn't believe it. Now, once I was started to watch a little bit in depth, the South Sudanese, they've got some long athletic players. Mm-hmm. I don't know where they play. I don't know what league they play in.
There's currently no NBA players on that roster.
Yeah, I knew that. I just didn't know what, I guess there's an African league.
Right.
But,
yeah.
They were very
long. In Europe and in Australia.
Jason, okay. You're correct.
So they were very long and athletic, but.
I'm looking at a current map of Africa, mm-hmm. and there's South Sudan and Sudan. It's not North Sudan. It's just labeled Sudan.
It's just Sudan.
So there's South. So there's Sudan.
So they split.
South Sudan.
When did they split?
That I don't know. I can't speak on that. I'd have to look that up.
I feel like I should have heard of South Sudan. But South Sudan's in the Olympics, and the U.S. Obviously the overwhelming favorite to win gold. They're about 4-1 favorite to win gold. 1-4 favorite. They're not positive odds. But I just was shocked when I saw the final score, and then I watched the replay of LeBron scoring the layup with, I don't know, 6-7 seconds left to give him a 1-point lead. At the time, they win by 1 point. They were a 41.5-point favorite in the game.
I mean, that is a shocking number.
And Drabby watched the whole thing. I only watched, like I said, 10 minutes. Your thoughts on it?
It was pretty fascinating. I mean, same issues that we saw in the previous games. USA struggles to shoot the three-pointer a lot of times, and these other teams have better chemistry. I think South Sudan shot 61% from the field on, I mean, they were just bombing three-pointers. Mm-hmm. USA commits a ton of turnovers. That's how you can beat these guys. You got to get hot, and you got to make them commit turnovers. But they have that 17-year-old kid that's going to be a freshman at Duke.
He was stud?
Yeah, the Malak guy.
I saw him in a mock draft.
I mean, he's already better than Alex Saar, looks like.
How tall was that kid?
He's like 7 feet. Yeah. Runs the floor well. He was putting moves on Embiid. Blocking shots.
Were they much younger? Were they much younger than Team USA?
Yeah. I mean, USA is old, but yeah. Luol Deng is the reason why South Sudan is so good. He's built that entire infrastructure up. He leads their development program.
Mm.
Well, the U.S. in their first game in the Olympics are playing, I believe they're playing Serbia. They're playing Serbia. And they're 17-point favorites over Serbia.
Let me just say this. I'm going to bet against Team USA in this tournament.
seems like a good bet.
I think
bet.
This bodes poorly for them.
Could it be possible they just looked at it and said, South Sudan. We're not even going to prepare for South Sudan.
Didn't they beat like our college kids by like 1.2 in their little scrimmage, one of those?
Yeah. That was a long while ago. They only beat Australia by, I don't know, 4 or 5.
I think they're going to struggle. I actually hope they struggle. I don't really like them.
I kind of felt the same way, at least on Saturday, because for us that game meant nothing, but it would have been the greatest achievement in that country's history if they would have beat us. So I was kind of rooting for them. I don't know about the Olympics. There's just something about guys who make $60 million a year winning the gold medal.
There's something annoying about
it. It's kind of annoying. I wish
there
was
something annoying about
your
players.
I'll tell you what I would do. I don't know if they'll beat
too big of an advantage.
I don't know if they'll beat the Americans in that first game in the pool play, but I would take Serbia plus 17. With all the itches they've got.
Yeah.
Because I know they got Jokic.
By the way, we are behind the times because South Sudan became an independent state July 9th, 2011.
No way.
According to Wiki, unless Wiki's
13 years ago, it's been South Sudan for 13 years.
It is the most recent sovereign state with widespread recognition as of 2024.
No idea. But yeah, it's so...
It's hard.
I mean, you gotta be skeptical.
I think when you struggle like what they've struggled so far, I'm gonna bet. I'm put it this way. I wish there was a way I could bet the field. Is there a way you can bet the field like on FanDuel or something?
I don't think so, but I could check.
Because just give me the field all day.
Did anybody bet the U.S. laying 41.5 against South Sudan?
I'm sure.
Those people lost all of their money.
Right.
You know what? I might bet South Sudan. They're going to give people
trouble. They play Puerto Rico.
Well, now they're going to adjust the line. Now.
Well, they play Puerto. No, it's 3.5. They play Puerto Rico in the first pool play game.
Right, and they're what? They're 3.5
three
dogs.
Dogs plus 160 on the
that's
money.
Not like some huge dog.
Might have to take them.
Here you go. FanDuel is offering U.S. versus the field.
All right. What is it? What do I have to? What do I have to put up?
It's 3-1 if you take the field.
So it's pretty good.
USA, you're laying 4-1.
Hey.
Plus 290 if you want to take the field.
I'm taking the field.
Almost plus 300.
You don't like that, Trav? You don't like that? Plus, I don't even want to root for LeBron.
You're rooting against your own country.
Correct.
Okay.
Only in basketball.
In basketball.
Only in basketball.
Correct.
You're
kind of with me.
I mean, when's the last time?
Maybe a little bit.
Yeah. Huh?
When's the last time the U.S. didn't win a gold in men's hoops?
2008, I think.
2008? All right, so it's been 20 years-ish, almost.
Didn't.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Well, definitely John Thompson didn't win.
Yeah, that was like that back was, in the late 80s.
That was there. A college. It was a college.
Okay, I'm old.
No, one year we sent a bunch of like bumps.
Yeah.
And nobody wanted to do it there because it was played out. And then we went over there and got embarrassed by like Puerto Rico or something.
Dude, I just find them annoying. I don't even like the NBA. Like the style. I'm sorry. I know everyone doesn't like it when I say that. I just don't like the style of play in the league and the way basketball's.
Well, look, based on how they've looked evolved. In these exhibitions, I could see why you'd put money on the field. But I think at the end of the day, they're going to get it done. Right. I'm not saying they're going to blow everybody away like they did, you know, in the early 90s, but I think
you think they're going to get it done. All right, you have faith.
Yeah.
All right.
We're also cheating by having Embiid on our team.
That's true.
It's a workaround.
He's from Cameroon. He's from
Well, that's a bit. Everybody does a bit like that, though, right?
Yeah. I mean. All right, we got to go. We will see you again tomorrow. B. Mitch and Finley coming up next here on The Fan.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
In life, some days are good and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at newbalance.com.